It was totally devastated. All of the houses in Kayangala were torn apart by the wind. Most of them lost the roof. So as of now, the 68 residents, including two elderly women and a lot of children, are still in Kayangala. They are sheltered in the government building, the state office, and the dispensary, and also one concrete house. Within 3 days, there will be disease and a lot of things will happen if people will remain staying on the island.
Was anybody hurt? Are there any casualties?
No, unfortunately, there was no one got hurt. There's no injury and no death. It was amazing. I was when we approached on the helicopter, the whole island was devastated, and I had the goosebumps on the aircraft, trying to think that there's a lot of dead people laying down there. But when we landed at the school ground, because there's a lot of fallen trees and coconuts all over the place, so the only two places that the chopper can land is at the back, the wharf, and also in front of the school, the school playground. But fortunately, when we arrived, the first report that the citizens gave to us was that there was no injury. And so we went there just to make a brief assessment.
And so what are the plans for evacuation?
I heard them giving instructions, the doctors giving instructions to the citizens that the first people to leave the island are the children and the elderly, and also the mothers with infants and women. And if the boat wouldn't be able to carry all of them, they would do another trip to get the remaining citizens. But now we're here at the National Emergency Management Office, and they're they had a meeting, and they're planning to send the two large boat with that. I think those three boats can carry all of the citizens, because there's only 68 of them on the island who were left on the island. There was an attempt to evacuate them before the storm, but some of them didn't want to leave their homes and evacuate, so they just stayed on the island.
What are your plans for recovery and the cleanup?
Kayangala is an atoll, so there's no large source of clean water for them. They're pumping water from underground to use on their public water system, and most of them rely on water tanks, which most of them were devastated by the typhoon. Most of the stainless tanks, they're strewn all over the island, except for a few people who have a concrete water catchment tank. They still have water, but according to the assessment that they did, within 3 days there will be disease, and it will make the island not livable for everybody. When we first arrived at Kayangala, the first group of people that we met, one of them was the school principal. I don't personally know the woman, but just by the look at her face and the way she talked to the doctor, made my tears fall down, because I really felt how they the situation that they are in now. Right at the moment when we were flying over, the first time when I saw the island, I got devastated, and I cried inside my heart. I felt their I'm sorry, I felt their the dilemma they're in now, the situation of the really hard times ahead of them. The public work people were just talking about it's going to probably take about 3 to 5 months just to restore water and power for the island, because the island was, the power lines are underground, and the water, there's a lot of seawater that came into the island. So in the middle part of the island, which is lower level than the beach, it's flooded with seawater all the way to the small Taro swamp.